I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Efforts are underway throughout the United States and around the world to find more effective treatments for all types of cancer. To talk about research in the field of biomedicine related to cancer treatments is Dr. Alan Deal. He's a professor of biochemistry and molecular biology, and he's the associate director of basic sciences at the Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Deal, tell us about some of the biomedical research you're involved in related to cancer.
One of the areas that my lab has been focused on over the past 2 years is trying to understand how circadian rhythms respond or influence cellular behavior. And by circadian rhythms, this is really how we respond to light and dark cycles, when we sleep and when we wake.
And might there be some connection on that front to cancer?
Every cell within our body also has an intrinsic clock that responds to that same light-dark cycle. Only recently are we beginning to understand how a process like cancer has a profound influence on the circadian or clock-like behavior of the cells that it's taking over. And I do believe that as we understand more about that communication, there will be therapeutic opportunities.
Any other things that are new and noteworthy this past year related to biomedicine and cancer?
Along the same line, work from both my lab and several other labs has shown that cancer cells actually shut the clock down. So whereas all of the cells in our body should have a rhythmic behavior to when they're very active and when they're less active, many cancers absolutely shut this down and stay ramped up. So I think that's one of the more exciting findings in biomedicine over the past year or two. I think the other area that remains very exciting is our ability to target specific pathways that are not functioning properly within a cancer cell. And that's where understanding how the clock works may be very important, because we may be able to use these precision therapies. Understanding when a cancer cell is very susceptible and when the rest of the body is not susceptible will improve our precision of delivering therapy.
And possibly less side effects. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Kill the cancer, but leave the individual with less sickness.
And what other new therapeutic opportunities look promising related to cancer?
I think one of the most exciting opportunities still revolves around our ability to turn on the immune system with what are being called immune checkpoint inhibitors. Anytime you can turn on our own immune system and get it to attack the cancer, that's a great avenue because it maintains constant surveillance. The newer opportunities now are combining immune therapies with the so-called precision therapies so that you can increase not only the ability of a precision therapy to go in and target a specific molecule, but then engage the immune system on top of that and maintain a more durable response. What that really means is, can we help patients live longer?
Dr. Deal, thanks for this update about research and new discoveries in biomedicine related to cancer treatments.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.